This is Twit.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy. 8888. Ask Leo. All right, I gotta get through the calls here. Get through the calls. David's on the line. Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia.
Yes.
I think that Heather was doing the Latin translation for me.
I think that would be New Scotland.
New Scotland. That's right. New Scotland. Yeah. Hey. Welcome. What can I do for you, David?
Well, thank you. My wife and I want to. We're looking at the differences, especially with the so-called waterproofing between the Z3 for the Sony and the S5 for Samsung. Which now we did a little bit of research, and Sony seems to have the better system. But do you know anything about them?
Yeah, I've used that. I've not used the Z3. I use the Z2. Sony's cameras are very, very good. Although the S5 is very good.
I don't really care about the cameras. It's the waterproof that I really care.
Yeah, and the S5 is waterproof, which is weird. Is this why? Do you want to go swimming?
Well, no, but it's just that I listen to audiobooks because I'm visually impaired, so I use the phone a lot, and I've ruined, you know, a couple of phones that way. I had the
What do you take them in the bath?
And I didn't. Pardon?
You take them in the bathtub?
No, but, you know, you sleep, you sweat, right?
Yeah, you drip. I had a bad experience once. There was a company that claimed to be able to waterproof an iPhone, and you saw it.
I watched you.
they said, okay, send us your iPhone, and we'll waterproof it. And then I dipped it in a glass of water, and it went, bzzz, and it never worked again.
Yeah, exactly.
So I no longer waterproof test phones. However, my colleagues here at the fine Twit facility have indeed waterproof tested the S5, I believe, and it works fine. None of these phones would you want to go deep sea diving with.
No, I understand that, but the doors with the Sony came off almost, and I didn't realize it. On the Z1, I'm sorry. And I didn't realize it, and it was almost too late. Nothing untoward happened, but, you know. It's just the waterproof doors. So either you're saying I'm taking a chance with either one. Is that the deal?
Nothing's perfect, but I wouldn't choose the phone exclusively for waterproofing. I'll tell you what, Scooter X has put in our chat room a video of waterproof testing of exactly those two phones, the Z3 versus the S5, on YouTube. And they've put these phones in little plastic tubs of water. They do look at the ceiling, the sealants, and that's what makes these phones waterproof is really, as much as anything, covering up the ports in a way that seals them. And the truth is, that means it's on you a little bit, because if you forget to close the USB port, water can get in there. I would say both these phones, look, what is the rate? Are the ratings, you know, they have these waterproof ratings. Are the ratings the same? I haven't looked.
I think the Sony's were a little bit better, I think.
You know, they give them, I can't remember, you know, IP4 or IP5. I'm looking at this video. I mean, these phones are in tubs of water. And, they're no longer responsive. That's not a good sign. Let's see, after they dry out for a little bit. You're not going to do that, though. You're not putting them in a tub of water, are you?
That's not my intention. No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take them swimming or nothing.
Yeah. I would say any of these.
It's just that she bakes with hers.
Right.
So, you know.
Ah, lady, don't take the phone in the shower. Let me see. The waterproof ratings, there's a standard for, okay?
Yeah.
And so you need to see what the waterproof rating is for each phone. And that will tell you a little bit, the IP number will tell you a little bit about what it can do. I'd have to look this up to see what the Z3 versus the S5 IP number is.
All right.
And then if you look up the IP number, it'll tell you exactly what it is. Like how, if it's IP58, it can be immersed in 1.5 meters of fresh water for up to 30 minutes. That's the definition. So you can actually look and see. And there's fairly rigorous testing they have to pass. But that means all the seals are intact. All the portholes are closed. And the truth is, in real life, especially if what you're worried about is accidental dunking, that may not always be the case. So I don't trust the full waterproofness of these phones. I think what it really will say is, are you in the rain and you want to take a picture? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So the Z3 is IP65. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
People like the Z3 a lot. It's a great camera. I am not a fan of Sony or Samsung's, as you've heard me say, modifications to Android. For some reason, I didn't like the S5 at all, and I felt like the Z2 wasn't. I feel bad because everybody loves these Xperias, these Sony phones, and they've never really moved me. So. I would say of the two, I would get the Z3.